Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash. And Bryce Gelman.
Bryce. Maybe it's a little short today. That's all right. We got a lot more to chew on after round one. We need to give our final picks on what's going to happen in round one of the NFL draft. On the record, what happens with the New York football Giants? I'll allow you to go first, even if you want to explain what's happening in front of them, behind. What do you got?
So I'm thinking a lot about this, and I'm resigning to the idea that the Giants, at the end of the day, when they look at what other teams are going to be able to give up to get J.J. McCarthy at 4 or at 5, I think the Giants look at what they have, and they stay at 6, and they take Malik Nabers. I think at the end of the day, from what I've heard, Malik Nabers is the number one overall prospect in a lot of these past drafts.
So for the record, you don't think Cardinals or Chargers take Nabers?
I think that one of those teams, the Vikings or the Broncos, will trade up. I think their need for quarterback, I think, supersedes the Giants' need for a quarterback, and also considering the fact what else they have. They're more win now. You look at the Broncos, what they had to give up Russell Wilson. They need a quarterback now. Like, there's no retooling, rebuilding for the future. They just traded for Zach Wilson. Like, they need to make a move. They need their quarterback in the future. It appears that these teams really like J.J. McCarthy. And if I'm the Giants, I sit back. I don't give up any assets. Everything happens for a reason, Sean. Everything happens for a reason in terms of the fact that they didn't. I mean, they won games. They shouldn't have won games. They had a 3-game win streak. They should be in the top three. They're not. So you sit back. You take this guy and Malik Nabers, who hopefully will be there at 6. Hopefully it's not Romo Dunze. Like, I just, that's my one biggest fear, that no one trades up for McCarthy and the Giants at 6 are forced with the decision of, do we take McCarthy or do we go receiver? And at that point, Nabers is off the board. Like, I think that's definitely not worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is they trade up for McCarthy. I think it's 6. I'd be much more comfortable with taking McCarthy there, especially if there's actual interest from other teams. And maybe he's still there at 6. What if the Broncos or what if the Vikings want to trade up with the Giants at 6? And they move back and they retool and they get all these assets. They could pick Penix later on in the first round. They could go offensive line, mid-first round. Like, we really have no idea, but that could be a possibility. I just can't see the Giants trading up for McCarthy. But at the end of the day, I really think what's going to happen is they sit back and they get Malik Nabers.
I mean, I don't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. My gut at my core for the last 3 weeks has told me the Giants end up at 6 with Romo Dunze and the draft goes to playing with the 3 quarterbacks and 3 wide receivers, and it's McCarthy who falls. We had painted that picture a couple weeks ago, and I could see the controversy. You passed on McCarthy to take the wide receiver. That is what my gut has told me for weeks. My gut has shifted over the last 24 hours. I was fully put over after what happened at the end of the Knicks-Sixers game 2 on Monday night, New York sports doesn't have moments like that with what happened with the Knicks. I think the New England Patriots are going to select J.J. McCarthy third overall.
Get out of here.
And it is going to send alarm bells off in East Rutherford. And I think it's the Giants who trade up with the Arizona Cardinals and take Drake May fourth overall. I just have this feeling. I hadn't had that feeling. Something fishy with Elliot Wolf open for business. I get the vibe that Elliot Wolf and the Patriots like Daniels, and that's who the Commanders are going with. We've seen weird inklings of the May fall a little bit. I think Drake May is a New York Giant on Thursday night because the New England Patriots, with a defensive-minded head coach, have gone with the more ready product to start right away. And J.J. McCarthy, the Giants, stun the world and get Drake May on Thursday night.
You got me excited, Trump. You got me really excited thinking about that right now, that prospect. I mean, that would be unbelievable to leave the draft with Drake May. And well, especially giving up less to go to four than they would have to go to three.
Because if it's Drake May that's available at four, you could get a big bidding war where the Vikings are really, you know, moving out. You know, that could be, you might still have to give up a little more than you think. But
at the same time, the Giants have the higher first-round draft pick at the end of the day. Like, they objectively have the better. You want the sixth pick over 12 and 23.
Of course.
I think at the end.
And that doesn't mean it'll cost the more capital than you think. So,
no.
By the way, if that happens, great for one Giant step. We'll flip that out. We'll put it out there.
Yeah.
And we are right. And it'll all be thanks to that Nick comeback versus the Sixers, because things like that don't happen in New York City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.